It's live.
You're a 30-year-old woman, you need to grow up.
It's local.
I like cookies.
That's a really grown-up response.
And it's a little bit loose.
I'm rash-free. So, I believe, is Ellie, although I wouldn't know if she was.
Yeah, I'm rash-free.
Get ready for anything to happen, Sunny Coast, the Ellie and Bex podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it.
How you going?
Yeah, good brah, good brah.
You sadly become an esche.
Nah, that's more that's like itzwa, brah. Itzwa.
Okay. All right.
Brah. I watched Spanion, an interview with Spanion.
Yeah, yeah. I've watched heaps of Spanion.
Criminal who has a massive following. He is fascinating. It was funny. He, you know, had a lot of interesting points because he's been in and out of jail his whole life. And
been a drug addict.
Yeah, very open about his whole history. But at some points he tried to give, like, philosophical life advice.
Yeah, that's right. And he's still like
that doesn't make sense, bro.
Full blown esche. But yeah, interesting character. Interesting character. Don't know how we got to him. We've got to say is two things. First of all, today's show was a cracker. Some great calls in there. You're going to love it. Secondly, most importantly, very big happy birthday to Liv Cheney, if you're listening.
Little Liver, my little sister.
The prettiest sister.
How dare you.
And also the pride of the family. Your dad told me we were at dinner at Bella Venezia here a couple of months back. He leaned over and goes, he goes, don't really like Ellie that much.
Liv's my favourite. She's up in Portugal at the moment.
Overseas. So if you do catch an ep, Liv, and I know you're full of programming ideas for the show, happy birthday.
Yeah. She wants us to do the secret sound. Yeah,
but she described it like it had never been played before.
She thinks that her friend from the Netherlands that she met at a backpackers invented the secret sound, the most popular
Apple
segment in radio history.
Apple tree. Don't think much. Happy birthday, Liv. Enjoy, folks.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Going to keep it nice and simple. Have you bought anything out of the centre aisle of the shops? And I mean, not the legitimate shops that are in the middle of the plaza, but the people who pop up out of nowhere, the temporary shops that try and convince you. You know the ones you try and avoid.
Mm. You do everything to avert your gaze when you're walking past.
They make eye contact with you and you look at them going, don't look at me, don't look at me, don't look at me. And they go, have you got 5 minutes? And you never have 5 minutes. If anyone has bought something, give us a call with your story, 545-11919. If we play it next and it's the best call of the day, you win those tickets.
I managed to avoid one very half-heartedly the other day when we were at Noosa Civic.
Yeah.
There were the guys selling HelloFresh, which I think HelloFresh, great product.
You went,
very useful.
Goodbye, Fresh.
I was walking past and they clocked me and I looked a bit too long in their direction.
No, so like, we never got one make here. Eye contact.
We got one. And they said to me, hello. And I was like, just kept walking and I was like, oh, hi, I already do HelloFresh, which to be fair, I did like a year ago.
Yeah, but no, you were doing them off free.
Yeah, I was getting the free repeats. Boxes. And then they asked a follow-up question that I was not prepared for because I was like, that'll get them off my back. Like, I'm already a customer, cool, I'm good to go. But they're like, oh, when did you get your last delivery? And
I was we're going to look you up on the system.
Literally, I was like, 2 weeks ago, and then just kept walking and managed to get away from them. And then I was like, why would I get my last delivery 2 weeks ago? It's a weekly thing, unless I like stopped it for this week. It didn't make sense.
Sorry, I'm too busy. I just keep walking. And you're never going to see them again. Honestly, it's a niche one, but that's why the prize is so good. 4 tickets, corporate styles. We're talking being up, wearing a collar, getting all your food and drink taken care of. If it rains, doesn't matter because you're in air conditioning. This is really good. It's all thanks to our friends, of course, at Norton Music Factory, the Magic Mike's tickets. He's given them up. He's had to go and get his prostate checked. Have you ever bought something or signed up?
Yeah, the people who stop you, who wave you down.
In the middle of the shops, any shops. In fact, I'd love to hear from our mate Andrew from GKR because I know the Karate Man does. Yeah, he does a heap of sign-ups through there.
Yeah, at the plaza.
I'd just love to see, because I've never stopped for anyone in the middle. And Suzanne in Noosa, bit of pressure.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey guys, this one's actually a funny one because I am really good at walking past these guys, but it was a few years ago and I had my son with me and it was firemen selling their calendars, okay? So
powers.
I look and I keep walking, my son goes, oh, firemen, I like firemen, and I go, no, keep walking, and he goes, Mum, and they catch his eye and they know if they've got him and they're like, hey, this is to help kids at the hospital when they're sick. He's like, mom. Anyway, so we get over there and I go, okay, I'll just have one thing, you know, looking around. And my son goes, and they say, oh, you know, it's 2 for $20. I'm like, oh, no, I'll just have one thing. He goes, Mom, it's 2 for $20. A deal. So anyway, we get it, quickly put it in the bag. We're walking out. And he goes, give me a look. I'm like, no, give me a look. Anyway, he has a look and he yells out, oh, my God, Mom, why would you buy half-naked men? and the look of disgust was just priceless.
Hey, Suzanne, no one else is here right now. You had a good look at the calendar, didn't you?
Yeah, you weren't regretting the purchase.
My mum enjoyed it.
Yes, she did.
Deb is in Karramundi. Now, Deb, you and your husband, I was talking about it before, you guys, your karate dojo, you guys set up these stalls all the time, right?
Yes, we do. That's our main source of students for karate club.
And do you find that people are just trying to walk past without looking at you the whole time or what?
Oh, yeah. Do you know how many times someone, like, I'll just say, hi, how you doing today? And they'll just like, no thanks.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, oh, I was going to offer you $100, but, you know, you said no now, so off you go.
You ever look at them and go, I could head kick you if I wanted to. But,
hey, look, there's plenty of kids wearing red shoes. I'm not stereotyping, but, you know, teenage kids, red shoes that say, do you want a spa?
My husband's
favourite line is, you want to get in the spa with me? That's really creepy. Dude, I'm not into that.
Now, have you ever bought anything out of the middle aisle?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while now because I know all the tricks.
Mm-hmm.
So many times, you know, like they're telling you, oh, you know, don't you care about the kids? Don't you care about the starving people in Africa? And, you know, they really tug at your heartstrings. And so I'm just like, yeah, okay, you got me.
Now you've signed up to a million different things.
How do you guys do it? Don't you care about karate?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Doesn't have the same zing, does it?
Good on you, Deb. Thank you. Let's move on to John in Sandstone. John, have you ever bought anything from the middle aisle?
Well, I didn't actually buy it, but so what happened is I was just like, you know, you walk down and you get old mate who just stands there and they do that half dance to stop you from getting past.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so I was there and they were trying to sell me, like, you know, sign up to do money for the animals, which I'm a big fan of, but, you know, when you're in a bit of a hurry and they're hassling you. So we had a bit of a conversation and I was doing it. You get to that thing where, you know, oh, sign up. So I started to sign up and then halfway through I'm like, I don't really want to do this. So basically I just put down someone else's name for work and their email address and then walked away quickly.
Stitched up the animal hospital.
I didn't really think much about it, but a couple of weeks later, I heard him talking at work going, I keep getting these emails from this animal company asking for money.
Oh, so it was a real person that you put down.
Yeah, because it makes it funnier. You usually pick the person at work that you're not really a massive fan of, but you know who they are.
John, we used to do something similar at my last radio job. You know that period of time where there was a certain gym company that if you ever had a membership or you left your number with them, they would be like a bad ex-girlfriend. They would call you every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If we were on the way to get something to eat or whatever, we walk past one of their gyms, you'd duck in, leave your mate's number and go, look, oh, I don't have time. I'm running the lunch, but could you really call? I'm keen on a membership. I am keen.
Oh, John, great gag. Thanks for the call.
Good gear from you, Jono. And we'll move on to Tammy, who's in Nambour. Tammy, tell us, have you bought anything out of the middle sections?
Hi, this is not Tabby, it's Tabby's daughter.
Oh, hi.
What's your name?
My name is Cheyenne. I'm just calling up because I want to get the tickets for my mum's Mother's Day gift.
Oh, do you? Yeah,
and
that's
she knows
such a good
how
idea.
To work. You do need a good story, though.
Well, me and my friend Hayley were walking in the shops and there was this pop-up stand and this guy was just, like, waving at us and telling, like, signaling for us to come over. And we were just like, oh, okay. And then we come over and he's, like, selling plants and he was, like, telling us how good it is for the environment. So we ended up buying two pot plants. One of them was a cactus and the other was, like, a flower.
What? The salesman's targeting children.
How old are you, darling?
This is where we need it to stop.
I'm 11 and my friend is 12.
Oh. There's got to be some sort of regulation here, Cheney,
doesn't
there?
That's a con man at work, I mean, Cheyenne.
She's in grade 6 for crying out loud. The bloke's trying to flog her a cactus.
Do you like the cactus?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, all's well that ends well.
I love that she had a story, though. And good luck. Hopefully you and Mum are off to the footy, darling.
Yeah.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9.
Hey, Bex, have you ever heard of a detectorist before?
A detectorist. Is that someone who can find parts of the body only between the base of the fingers and the end of the forearm?
No.
They can detect a wrist.
Thank you.
I will pay that. Yeah. Nope, it's someone who has a metal detector and goes and finds things that have been lost. This woman. Her name's Julie. She's from Caloundra. And you're a local detectorist. Is that right, Julie?
That's right.
To be clear, you don't detect wrists.
No, not at all.
Has anyone ever said that to you before?
No, they probably haven't. Not. Hey, Julie, something really weird. I'm not entirely sure why Ellie's called you, and I'm sure that'll come out, but when I was a kid, I swear I used to, and I grew up on the beaches of Queensland, I swear I used to see a lot more detectorists then than I do now. Would that be the case?
Really? No. There's a lot more now.
Really?
With the new metal detectors out, there's a lot more on the beaches. They go at night.
Yeah.
So in the cover of dark and early morning. Yeah.
And they hear the wee,
because
wee,
it's cooler.
So talk me through it, because I'm fascinated by this stuff. I literally just read your story and I was like, I want to talk to this lady.
I mean, it is fascinating, but can you tell me why we're calling it?
Because I'm interested in being a metal detector, because you have recently...
You're interested in being a metal detector. All right, repeat after me.
No. Let me finish my sentences. So an article's just been written about you in the Sunshine Coast News, Julie, because you and your partner have basically taken it upon yourself to find items that Sunshine Coast residents have lost in areas for free, right?
Yes, that's right.
And you're going to sell them on eBay, is that correct?
No. No, our reward is seeing their faces when we give them their precious jewellery back to them.
So it's kind of like the cold case thing, but it's items instead of people. Hey, Jules.
That's right.
What sort of stuff have you found so far and reunited people with?
A lot of phones, engagement rings, a lot of wedding rings, car keys. We had someone throw them in the bush and we were called out to have a look.
Deliberately?
Yes, it was deliberate.
So people have a blue and they're like, stuff you, I'm throwing your keys, you're not going anywhere. And then they can't find
them.
Yep. And you go,
no
cha-ching.
Other car keys.
Can I ask you on a different count, and although that's really wonderful of you to tell people that for free, when you get into this sort of thing, you must be just dreaming up the nugget or whatever it is that you find, or the coin that's, irreplaceable. What is the most spectacular in terms of value find that you've had in your career?
A gold watch.
Ooh.
That was in the water, buried in the sand in the water, and was still working.
There you go.
Connor, can you take your detector into the water?
Yes, fully waterproof. Yes.
Stop it.
I love that that's what amazes you. When she said she found a gold watch, I was like, were you at the plaza? She was just walking through Lulu and Co. Just, found a Rolex. How good are we going?
Describe to me the feeling when you're walking along and you hear your machine whirl. Firstly, what does it sound like when you find something?
Yeah.
What's the sound?
Well, you've got high-pitched tones and low-pitched tones, and you pretty much know when it's a bottle top or if it's gold by the tone and the numbers they ring up.
Good on you. Do a great job, Julie.
If anyone has lost anything recently, how can they engage your services?
Just put it up on Lost and Found on Facebook and we'll see it. Or if I'm at work, my daughters will see it and tag me in it. And
there you go. Do you have a little cape?
As soon as we can.
No, she doesn't have a cape. She goes in the water. That's silly.
You like change into your detectoring outfit.
Oh, God.
You get your cape on and you're out to save the universe.
Are you high? What's going on?
Yes.
Yes, Julie agrees with me. Oh, Julie.
100%. Good work, Julie.
I'm so fascinated by your hobby. Thank you so much for giving us some time this
hour. You couldn't find Ellie an engagement ring, could you?
Welcome.
She's frothing for one. And
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
I have to apologise to you because we have our daily meetings go pretty similar. You look through the news, I look through the news, we come together, we talk about some ideas of what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we obviously talk about is what we want to talk to you guys about, what phone topics, as we call them, we want to go with. And I'm pretty direct if I think something will work or if it doesn't. And apparently I came up with an idea today that last week you wanted to do and I said it was shit. So, sorry.
That is exactly how it went down. When you brought it to the table today, I was like, are you kidding me? I brought this up like 2 weeks ago. And you were like, nah.
I'm super sorry. You know what the outrageous thing is? I don't even know why I put this down as a possibility.
Yep.
I just know that whatever I saw at the time, I was like,
Yeah. That's a good phone topic.
You know what? Because everyone's in one. And, you know, like from family ones to work ones to, in our case, footing tipping ones, we're talking about group chats. Specifically, what's the name of your group chat? Because they've always got to have a wacky name.
Yeah.
Apart from the family one, which is usually just family, boring.
Yeah, Cheney chat's mine.
Oh, God.
But then we've got Cheney family recommendations as well.
What's that?
Like when you like make a good recipe or yep. when you, you know, watch a good TV show,
your
you put it in Cheney
family
recommendations.
Never heard of Google.
Nothing beats a recommendation.
Here's the thing. We want to know on 545-11919, what group chats are you in? What's the name of them? You know, and what do you talk about? What about our boss, Benny, who's in one? How's this for niche? Now, folks, between two songs, let's just say, it's all computer generated here at CFM and someone sort of manually manipulates it. Between two songs, so when one song finishes, what some people might know as the crossfade, that's what's known as a seg or a segue in radio terms. Benny is in a group chat where people share really great segues that they've done, like when they've nailed the timing on the music.
And they call it Seg City. Come on. I can do better than that.
Not too many people getting romance in that chat, is there? Let's be honest.
I've got a few. My old housemate one, we had a party. We hosted a party which was shrimps and hoes themed because it was underwater themed.
Yeah.
And so our housemate group chat is shrimps and house. Anything house related would go into that.
Don't mind that. We've got Du Bois 2.0, which is Benny, Taz, myself, and for some reason you.
Yeah, I created it. You guys are my boys. So it's Du Bois.
I'm actually in with BG from work and Kat from work, Stace from work, bunch of wonderful girls. DP for life. If we see anything that resembles the male nether regions.
What? DP?
Picks. Blank picks.
Oh, okay.
Here's an example. I think this is brilliant. This morning, Beck walked in and there's a stain on the carpet in reception.
Beautiful.
Looks like a phallus.
It sure does. My favourite one is one that my boyfriend made one day when I woke up with a red eye.
Yeah.
I had a really red eye and he was teasing me about having pink eye. And so he created a group chat between just me and him, titled it Pink Eye Group. And then he left the chat.
That's a guy who has way too much time on his hands, eh? Jenna's going to kick us off in Palm View. Hello, Jen.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, Jenna.
Lots of blokes calling through, so it's good to have a woman's perspective.
What's your group chat name?
Our group chat's called Breeze. So the story behind that is my partner and his family are all Islander and their other halves are all true Aussies. So we're a bit of a mixed, creamy, chocolatey kind of family. So we've called ourselves the Cadbury's. We're kind of like sweet and yummy.
Not like the top decks.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Pretty much failed it. That's right.
Makes no sense. It's all one consistent flavour. It's one consistent colour. I mean, it's the one thing that's...
Because they're blended together, the perfect blend.
Is it a glass and a half?
Couldn't get any better. It tastes amazing.
Oh. Cadbury back in my day, I don't know whether this was just a my school thing or a WA thing, but if you got drunk really easily,
yeah, you're
Cadbury,
really glass and a half.
Yeah? There you go.
That was the thing back in the day.
I thought that's what you were getting at.
Not
there,
anymore.
Jenna. All right.
Not anymore. They call her Servo because she's a tanker and a half now.
Okay. It's got a 12-year-old Levi in Parisian. What's yours, bud?
So our group name is called Du Bois, not Du Bois 2.0. And we do like these funny photos and share funny videos and YouTube videos and
Du Bois.
What do you reckon the best post has been out of all of them?
People crashing. What?
Falling off bikes and stuff.
So your dad in the background there, Levi?
Yeah. Does your dad really want to be in that group chat?
Not really.
No. That's what he tells you. He's frothing. Don't worry about that. Cheers, Levi. Brent in Yandina Creek, what is the name of your group chat?
Our chat's Livio Regano.
Oh, I am so interested in what this
is. Channel 7 weatherman? Why?
Yeah, because all we ever do is talk about the local bloody weather on the sunny coast.
It's had probably about
10 different names, so that's what we've settled on at the moment.
I love that so much. That is so great.
Livio Regano. I can only imagine what the group photo is for that one.
Is it his? Surely it's a picture of Livio.
Is it the great man in front of a synoptic chart? Please tell me.
It's not yet, but it will be tonight.
Yeah, there we go, Brady. Toss.
That's good work from you, mate.
Fun. All right, let's go to Katie in Caloundra. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Tell us, what's your group chat name?
So we've got a family group chat, and my brother's just had a serious partner that he's brought into the group chat.
Mm-hmm.
So we changed the name to Matt's a little girly girl, and he hasn't noticed yet, and we keep making references to it and all cracking up, and he's like, keeps going, what are you guys laughing? What are you guys talking about?
I assume he's the Matt in this situation.
Yeah, my brother, yeah. So it's Matt's little girly girl. So anytime you get like a notification, it brings up Matt's little girly girl.
Oh. Oh, I love that so much.
I think that is brilliant. Good. Nothing like a little bit of sibling ribbing to get things going. Awesome stuff. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks.
And from Katie, we've got a little Zig in Maroochydore. He's 10 years old. This kid packs a punch. What's your group chat name?
Well, Ziggy's dad, actually.
Hey.
I'm getting them all wrong today.
Yeah, you are. What's your name, bud?
Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Time to outshine your 10-year-old. Tell us, what's your group chat name?
Well, they actually insisted that I call because we used to do a little bit of a DJ work back in the day, just playing music and stuff like that. And we had a group, and we called ourselves the Diarrhea Group because of our free-flowing style.
That is a DJ name that has not been
very good.
You know, maybe harnessed in the market.
Maybe that's you, Cheney. Oh.
Never. Yeah, you can use that if you want. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, free, thanks. Free. DJ next. Diarrhea in the house.
She'd love to, but she's backed up with booking. So lovely work. Christy, tell us, what's your group chat name?
We're the Retired Wags.
Oh.
Oh, because did all your old mates play park footy?
Well, yeah, we're the wives and girlfriends of the footballers, and they've all retired. So now we're Retired Wags.
Tell me, out of all the blokes, is it consistent that they all have dodgy shoulders and knees and they complain?
It's fairly consistent.
And do they all have names, like nicknames that end in O, like Jono, Davo, Simo?
I'm sure between themselves, but to us, I guess they're just all husbands.
Yeah. What happens if one of you breaks up with your partner? Are you then retiring from being a wife and girlfriend, so you're a retired wag?
Good question.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
It's a good way to play it, though, in that situation, Kirsty. Just pretend that you've never considered that. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know, Ellie, what you're talking about. Yeah, that is crazy.
That's crazy stuff.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM. Hook me up. That's what... 91.9 CFM.
That's what your mum said? Were you going to go with that?
No. I was going to say that's what the bait said to the rod, but it was just... I couldn't
get
through
it. Why would the bait say that? Bait say that to the hook. Bait would say that to the hook. Bait doesn't...
Yeah, but the hook is on the rod.
No,
so you
not.
Say the bait goes to the rod. Here, hook me up.
The hook's on the line.
Just let me have it.
I'll let you have it, but I'd just like you to be accurate.
If the bait was looking at the rod and said, hook me up, I would think that the rod would swing round with the hook, pop it through the worm's
wouldn't
head
the bait
and
say,
into the
wouldn't
water.
Wouldn't the bait say that to the hook? Because the rod would go, I don't know, mate. I'm merely a guide. I'm essentially a stick that a line's tied to. The ride can't do anything to the bait.
We're not doing this? Okay, we have something except more move it important once it's to talk about.
Up. Except move it once it's hooked up. Okay.
We want
what
to talk about
like, the train carriage. Train carriage said to the bogey.
It's been a minute. We need to move on to what we're talking about, okay?
God, if you're
I
being
need
the,
to draw the
if
line.
You're being the reasonable one, we're in trouble. Folks, 545-11919. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to decide which one of you has the best story of the day to win those four tickets, Magic's tickets to Magic Round, Saturday night, including the Storm v the Bunnies. That's all thanks to Norton Music Factory, and these tickets are delicious. Let me tell you.
Hello?
I was halfway between deluxe and delicious.
Yeah, I gathered.
They're up in the corporate section. If you want them, 545-11919. You just got to tell us, when someone's seen your butt in public, or many people, and the reason is, I don't know if you know, and I hate to talk about this because I hate this sort of crap, but the Met Gala was on this week. My wife frothed it. Did you see the interview with Doja Cat?
Yeah, I've got a bit of it here, actually. What about? Because a bit of context, she was dressed up pretty much
as a
luxurious
cat,
and every time she got interviewed, this was her response.
This. Meow. I mean, who made it?
Wow.
All right.
It's the whole interview.
The reason for the butt chat is Kendall Jenner, basically buttless chaps, apparently making a comeback. Don't get me wrong, she's a cracking rig, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, she's walking around with her ass hanging.
Her butt is out. So when was yours out? Give us a call. The best story of the day. You're going to win those magical Magic Round tickets.
When has anyone seen your butt in public? Give us a call. McKeely's in Batinia. When's someone seen your butt?
So I've pulled up at a quite popular petrol station and I've gone into the bathroom. I was wearing quite a flowy summer dress. Mm-hmm. And as I have left, it has obviously tucked up into my underwear.
Oh, no.
And I've gone to order coffee and food. And, yeah, quite a little lovely lady has advised me that my dress was tucked up.
Oh, McKeely, I feel ya. Coles North Budrum about 18 months ago. I was in the exact same boat, but nobody told
hang
me.
Hang on. Yeah, but McKeely, Ellie gaffer taped her skirt in that situation. For you, it just happened by accident.
Oh,
mortified is an understatement,
thing.
Hey?
Sorry?
Mortified's an understatement.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was very embarrassing, yes.
That's all right. It happens to the best of us, okay?
Not
we're all
ideal.
In this together. Well,
people would have been looking at you going, does she have a butt?
Excuse me.
I'm not sure if she has a butt.
People were loving it. All right. Yeah, let's go to Georgia in Caloundra. George, did you accidentally get your buttocks out in public?
So this was one of the most embarrassing times of my life. It was a couple of years ago and I had just started dating my partner and we went to the beach and I stripped off, was in my togs, and it was quite a busy day at the beach as well, and I realized when I was walking to the water, my partner told me that I was missing pretty much the whole crotch out of my undies, and I had just got a new golden retriever puppy and she was quite fond of my underwear, and she had destroyed these tog pants that I was wearing. And yes.
So did you, at least one person's wondering, did you just tuck the dog up there?
What do you mean tuck the dog up there?
You know, like you put it behind your butt so that no one can see, you know what I mean?
No, you get a sweater and you tie it around your waist,
no,
right?
No, that's a different ad.
I got dressed pretty quickly, but yeah, it was horrible.
That mortifying, Georgie. Poor
you
thing.
You sound like a wonderful girl. Otherwise, I was going to make a joke that rhymes with golden retriever and I won't do that.
No.
Okay. George is faster than most people I know. She figured it out. Oh, well, you've survived. And how's the dog, more importantly? Still in therapy?
She's good. She's a couple of years old, still loves a good undie chew, but she's gotten better.
Can you imagine if you just tuned into our show just then?
Yeah, she's good.
And Georgia sounds like butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. Yeah, she's good. Still loves a good undie chew. But, all right, Georgia from Caloundra. Some of your best work. Love that. And the great Ella N. Kaluan is there. Darling, when has the world seen your butt by accident?
I was on schoolies. That sounds terrible. I was at schoolies and we were in the pool and I had a bikini on and I was quite self-conscious of my stomach, so I turned around from everyone to get out of the pool, but the force of me getting out of the pool pulled my bottoms down. And so instead I had like five of my friends in the pool and they just saw my bare butt and I'm like, yep, probably should have just stuck with the stomach.
You know, I don't mind that as a sort of distraction tool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't look at my tummy, look at my butt.
You're not going to look at my butt.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
CFM. One thing that's always in my lunchbox each and every day, and yes, I have a lunchbox at the age of 42. It's more of a refrigerated food carrier.
Yeah, that your wife packs for you. Don't forget to mention that.
Well, that's...
Thank you, Lisa.
Don't hate me because you hate me. One thing that's always in there because it's something that I wanted when I was a kid and I was never able to have, mm-hmm. my parents wouldn't allow me, was, of course, the...
Popper, the juice popper.
Yeah, frozen popper.
And this is you when you're eating your frozen popper. You sit across from me.
Yeah. You know what that is?
Every day.
Mate, that's 12 years of pent-up anger. It was like I've been in prison and now I'm out. Like
it is the beauty of being an adult is you can have your treats whenever you want them.
You can have all the things. You know, if you want to eat an entire Swizzle stick or whatever it is, do it.
Look at me, neck and Coke Zeros left, right and centre.
Absolutely.
You better believe I didn't do that when I was a kid.
But anyhow, the frozen popper, I do froth them and I do have them quite often. But as you know, as of last week, I've started seeing a dietitian,
mm-hmm.
and part of, I guess the strategy to tidying up my waistline is to reduce the amount of sugar that I have, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my wife, when we were shopping on the weekend, she said to me, are you still having the poppers or not? And I said, absolutely, I'm having the poppers. I didn't have them for 12 years. Do you understand what this is like?
It's on the spot, even though you didn't have one.
Yeah,
it's like muscle memory.
So she ducked down the aisle and grabbed one while I was pushing old mate around in the trolley.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I didn't think much of it. And the last 2 days, because, of course, we had Monday off, I have been getting stuck into the poppers. But I got to say, haven't really been liking them. I don't know if you've noticed.
Mm.
Twice.
Oh, no. From my perspective, it still looks pretty much the same.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. Twice, Chaney.
Yeah.
I have thrown away 3/4 of my popper.
What? Blasphemous.
And I finally decided to do what no other man has ever done and find out the reason why this tasted so much different. First of all, alarming at the top of the pack. In the words, low sugar.
Great. I love a low sugar beverage.
Yeah, but it's how they've done it. Okay, it's not with some weird kind of sweetener that turns you into a robot if you have too much of it.
Whatever that's called.
Sounds like some sort of an offender, doesn't it? Anyhow, have a listen to this description and tell me if this has taken the mickey or not. Okay, it's tropical sunrise flavour, whatever
Delicious,
that is.
Delicious, great, love it.
A refreshing combination of still water, fruit juice and tropical flavours.
Great.
They've just watered down a popper.
Oh, so it's still got the sugar in it.
Still water. They've given me half a popper and topped the rest up with water and charged me the same price. It's highway bloody robbery.
It's not going to stop you, mate. Still it's not going to stop you. Hole in
If I want to eat ice, I'll go to the freezer.
Then do that. It'll be healthier for you.
Ellie and Bex. 91.9 BFM.